This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am in San Diego with Jason Anderson. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Jason is with CleanTech San Diego. You were founded in 2007, so you're fairly young. But despite the fact that you're fairly young, you've done some pretty amazing things. So why was CleanTech San Diego founded?
We were founded initially as an initiative from the mayor's office, in addition to a number of business professionals in our region that saw the CleanTech cluster as a new opportunity for San Diego in terms of job creation and job growth for our region. It's really the impetus behind it initially. Since then, that was in 2007, we've seen our clean tech cluster grow quite significantly in our region. It's had a definite impact on our economy, and we continue to follow the growth of the trends here in our region and be a facilitator for that growth.
Now, one of the areas that you're becoming actually most well-known for is you actually have the largest LG research cluster, I believe, in the world. So how did that come to happen?
That's a good question. There's a lot of history there. There's folks in our region that have been doing algal research for 20-plus years. There's definitely the interest in the high price of fuel. International security obviously plays a role in the development of a U.S.-based fuel source. And I think just, we saw it as a positive area for our industry to be focused on. And with the research that was being done here, it just made sense.
Now, you've already been ranked as one of the top 10 global clean tech clusters in the world. What has made your clean tech cluster so successful versus some of these other communities that have tried and failed?
I think it's several things. I think first and foremost, it's the strength of our research institutions here in our region. San Diego's, with UCSC, San Diego State, and University of San Diego are very strong research universities, in addition to other research institutes in our region. Secondly, I think the people in San Diego, it's a very collaborative community here. People work together, people talk. It's very cross-culture in terms of the different clusters. Our life science cluster talks to our clean tech cluster, who talks to our IT cluster and our defense cluster. It's just a very collaborative environment. And thirdly, I think the leadership of Mayor Sanders in our region and wanting to develop this and working hard with the business community and others to grow this industry.
Now, you guys are involved in some global initiatives. I know you've done a lot of work, and you have something actually that's launching here, I believe, in November. So can you talk a little bit about that global leadership role you've
sure.
taken?
Sure. So just recently, CleanTech San Diego, as you said, was listed as one of the top 10 clean tech cluster organizations in the world. Price Capital, who put that list together, saw this as an opportunity to create a global clean tech organization that would help and facilitate conversations between the clean tech organizations throughout the world. We're very excited to be a part of that. We see there's a lot of opportunity not only for us as an organization, but a lot of the companies in San Diego to help them open up into other markets elsewhere. And November 30th, we'll be launching the U.S. side of that global cluster organization, and earlier in the month, the European side will be launched in Finland.
Great. And then any other big announcements that you want to let us know here coming up?
I don't think so. I think things are going really well for us. We're very excited about the opportunities in the clean tech space in our region. We're heavily involved in a number of different initiatives to help grow the industry here and continue to work with a number of folks to make that happen, and are very key to the strength of our research and what that does for our industry.
Great. Thanks, Jason, and keep in touch with us.
All right, you got it. Thanks.